Well, in an update concerning the U.S. beef trade with Japan, those talks may have been put on hold while that country works to contain foot and mouth disease. While their foreign minister initially agreed with U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack to resume discussions aimed at easing restrictions on U.S. beef imports, he was recently quoted as saying Japan took a pass in order to concentrate on containing the disease. Late last month, Tokyo had designated for culling more than 118,000 animals, including cows and pigs, from more than 130 farms. But FMD is just one of the setbacks in talking beef trade with Japan, as another is the fact that the Japanese prime minister, of course, recently resigned, and his resignation raises questions about the country's willingness to follow through on the agreement made back in April. But Vilsack has expressed hope that the resignation of Japan's prime minister won't impact pending talks with Washington.
Well, the change of prime minister doesn't necessarily mean that the ruling party and the ruling government changes. It just means that the individual at the head of the government may change. And my hope is that that won't necessarily result in a significant change in the ministries and cabinet officials that they have placed in positions of authority and power. My impression of Minister Akamatsu is that he's someone who's well-respected and someone who I hope will have the opportunity to continue in his particular position. Obviously, they are now dealing with foot-and-mouth disease, which has captured his attention, as it should. We are still committed to exchanging ideas and begin the process of trying to work through the very complex circumstances that we have to navigate to get that beef market reopened in a very meaningful way.
So we'll have to wait and see what happens, but it's possible the secretary may have to lay the groundwork again once a new Japanese prime minister is in place and possibly even a new minister of agriculture. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.